Today is a great day for Pat Bowlen, for the Denver Broncos, for Pat's wife Annabelle, the entire Bowlen family. We elected our 28th member into the Denver Broncos Ring of Fame earlier today, and that member is our owner, Pat Bowlen. I went over to his house earlier here about 2.5 hours ago, met with him briefly, and I informed him. I said, you know, you started the Ring of Fame back in 1984, and today you were elected into the Ring of Fame. And he paused, and he had a little wry smile, came over his face, and he said, well, why the hell would you guys do that? And that kind of sums up what Pat's all about, you know, his modesty and his humility. And I think Shannon Sharp, in some remarks that you've heard from Shannon or got from Shannon in the past, said it best when he said, Pat never wanted to take any of the credit. He wanted everybody else to get the credit. But today, he deserves the credit. Nobody is more deserving of being in our Ring of Fame than Pat Bowlen is. He's established himself as one of pro football's greatest contributors, and his contributions not only to the Denver Broncos, the National Football League, but also this community and the Front Range area are well documented. And so today is a deserving honor, and this is the right way to honor him. The next step, we all believe, and we're partial, but we believe it, and we believe it strongly, with conviction, for Mr. B should be the Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I'm hopeful that that day comes sooner rather than later. Pat deserves it. As I said, his contributions to the game of pro football, I'm not going to go through all of them. You have press packets in front of you, and you can read them, and you know well what they are. But he is deserving of that honor, and someday I think that honor will come. So with that, I open it up to questions.
Joe, is this, other than saying John Elway, the biggest no-brainer as far as the Ring of Famer? It became quite a question of when, not if.
Well, it was a short meeting, Brandon, I'll tell you that. And it was actually, I was talking to John Beek and to Patrick. We were up in my office visiting a little bit. And in my 21 years of working for Pat, it was one of the best meetings I've ever been in. And that's because we spent a lot of time kind of reflecting on everything that he meant to us individually, all five members, as much as all of his contributions. So the contributions part was, you know, that was pretty easy to look at and understand, and we've all known this for a while, just how great a job he's done as an owner of a pro sports franchise. But you know, to think about it personally for us, it was just very rewarding to be able to do this. And for me to be able to go over to the house, I got to tell you, it was a special thing.
Was there part of you that thought to yourself, he may not want you to do it?
Oh, that's what we said. He said, you know, he's not going to be happy with us. But I was glad he at least smiled and had a twinkle in his eye today when we informed him of it. And, you know, it just... He wouldn't have been able to turn the decision around because we got five pretty strong committee members who knew this was the right thing to do.
How special do you think it'll be when you induct them and have them on the field at
sports? Oh, I think it'll be a great day, a great day. We'll do it around the Green Bay game, that Sunday night game, November 1st. And I think for our fans, their respect and admiration for all he's done for the city and for the team, and always made that effort all the time to try and put the best possible team on the field each and every year. I mean, you look at the success, the 300 wins in 30 years, only five losing seasons, I think, if I'm right, in that time frame. You know, I think a lot of other NFL cities would love to have that kind of track record from an owner. And so, you know, he continues to set his stamp on this organization, his mantra, be the best at everything you can do, win and do things the right way. You know, that sticks with everybody here, from John Elway to Gary Kubiak, myself, and everybody on the staff. And there's just so much admiration for what he is about and what he stands for. And I, you know, I don't think we'll ever waver from that.
Is there significance to having it at the Packer game because that was the opponent's?
Yeah, that's sort of convenient, isn't it? I mean, that was his first Super Bowl championship as an owner. Was against the Packers back in 1997. But, you know, it's also Sunday Night Football, Andrew, and he Dick Ebersol, there's a piece in your packet that explains that Pat was really one of the catalysts for getting Sunday Night Football off the ground. And he was a catalyst in so many ways with the broadcast committee and his efforts on the NFL Management Council Labor Committee and Finance Committee, Stadium Committee, LA Working Group, all these various committees over the years, NFL Ventures, which is the, you know, the business end of the league. His contributions are just endless, countless. And as I said, this is a step to where he'll be next, and that'll be the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Will you share your reaction at Annabelle with the family member?
Oh, I think she was delighted and very excited, and I sent them a little note here to all the family. I wasn't able to get in touch with them by phone, but I sent them a little email a few minutes ago, and you know, for them, they love their dad, and they love their husband. Annabelle loves her husband, and it's just a very proud moment, and obviously, you know, he's battling a disease, and the family's all in and participating and dealing with that, and Pat's doing the best he can with it. He's a courageous man, and so it has some emotion to it for them, obviously. I think November 1st, that evening, and the series of events leading up to it, we do some stuff around that weekend, around that game through the weekend, beginning with Friday, I guess. You know, that'll be a very emotional time for them, I would imagine.
Clarifying the timing, Joe, is it basically the soonest you could have done it, or, you know, in light of him taking the step back, you know, prior to last year?
The soonest we could have inducted him?
Got him into the Ring of Fame.
Well, last year we made those decisions on the Ring of Fame around this time, I think. And so, and then we had the announcement in July that he was stepping away from his duties. You know, I think once that decision was made, we started talking about it because, you know, he deserved to be in here. And I think a lot of the fans would have liked to have seen us do it immediately back in July of 2014 when we made the announcement out here. And we stepped back and we thought it through a little bit. We talked to some family members and we did the right thing today.
What about the emotion for you guys? You said, of course, it'll be for his family, but we can almost hear your voice today as you're making the announcement.
Yeah. It's not really, you know, I mean, for us, I would just tell you this, you know, it's not the same without him here every day. But we do get to visit and that lifts our spirits. I just don't think it's fair. The disease is so wicked and unfair to people, and it's no matter who has it, and it's unfair to families and caregivers, and so it's I just wish he was here every day, I guess is how I would describe it. And now, you know, we get to honor him, but he deserves to be here every day. And so there is emotion, I think, for a lot of people, and you've heard in the comments from John Elway and Gary Kubiak, and you're going to get the same reaction from anybody that's ever worked with him or for him about Mr. Bowen. I mean, we're all very fortunate.
What are your favorite memories of working with Pat? I mean, having kind of been...
There's probably too many to pick out. Some of them are pretty personal, so I wouldn't be able to get through it. I don't know, just overall patience and guidance, I think, is I get wound up in wins and losses, and Elway will probably tell you the same thing. He's a very competitive guy. And Pat was able to keep an even keel, is able to keep an even keel as owner of the team through the ups and the downs, and that's what you get in pro sports, you know. And to watch him be able to do that, I think, was remarkable to me because, you know, it's a highly competitive business with a lot of pressures on a lot of different people. He was able to just withstand all of that and keep that at arm's length and keep the big picture in mind. And he continues to serve. And just in talking to him, you know, in general conversations, you can tell that level-headedness, it'll never leave him. It's remarkable.
Do you think he could attend in some way, or do you know?
I don't know. It's too early to tell, Jeff. You know, right now, you know, he's just day-to-day battling this disease and doing the best he can. I certainly know that there'll be a visit, whether it's on November 1st or not, we'll have to see.
How much of that, just seeing that little small, you've got between mean to you seeing that today?
A lot, a lot. You know, and the reaction. Why the hell did you guys do that? I mean, that was just classic, you know, for me anyway. It was neat to see.
He was unique, I think, among NFL owners too, because it seems like the owners are either, they've been passed down from generation to generation, or these, or they're multi-billionaires. He was, and it's safe to say he wasn't the richest owner, to have a club, but yet the team was always, you know, up there in payroll.
Yeah, I mean, I think he had tremendous competitive fire, and he felt you heard him say, you know, the fans buy the tickets, it's their team, and I think his actions showed that he meant that. Putting every available dollar he could back into the team, whether it was in signing great, you know, better players, free agents, building facilities like this, giving us the green light to do this modernization of this facility as well as the new indoor, the kitchen, the whole thing. I mean, that went on constantly. He improved his organization, and then his role as kind of a league steward or committee member, you know, one of the many people on many owners on multiple committees, growing the game. You know, what he did, he was an important part, a key cog in growing the National Football League, and all of his accomplishments in these past 31 years. You know, I'd like to think we can continue that because that's what he expects of us. And but the way he did it as an owner, I think, was very, very special. And he did it with humility and never wanted to be recognized for it. And I think that's that requires, in a business like this, that requires a very, very special character trait.
Did it seem unique, Joe, for someone that was so competitive and driven to win, yet he was hands-off and let you do your job? For a lot of owners that are that competitive, metal, constantly can't help themselves. It seems like he struck a balance with you guys to still let you do your job without, you know, and creating the standard.
Yeah. I think that is very, very true. You know, he allowed us to be autonomous. But I will tell you, Troy, he was paying attention.
Yeah, no.
You know, I mean, we knew where we stood. John Elway said in an interview a while ago, Pat knows when to apply pressure. And that's a very, very telling and true statement.
What did it mean to this organization?
I'm sorry, say again, frame the question.
What did it mean to the organization not only have been leading things here, but also lead on a league-wide basis?
Well, I think for the organization, it was just great to know that you had somebody that passionate, that competitive, and that engaged in the business. Pat loved to point out that he was here every day. Every day he was here. And it's true. And if he wasn't here, you were on the phone with him every day, and that included weekends, which was fine. And it wasn't a pressure thing. It was just communication. And to have him excel and be a leader on these committees that he participated in, knowing that he was shaping the immediate and later future of the league the way he did. You know, it was a tremendous learning experience, just to, because he would let me sit in on calls and nobody was supposed to know I was in there. But he said, "Come on in, just keep your mouth shut," you know, and so I mean, for me, it was just, you know, just to learn about the league through him over the years, and watch his influence at work. And I think a lot of people in the organization saw that and understood that, and it felt good to have an owner that you worked for that provided so much and was quite frankly powerful within the league, within the National Football League. You know, you felt like your franchise was noteworthy, and you were working for a great organization.
Joe, in what ways is Pat's presence still felt here on a daily basis, even though he's not physically?
Just the simple messages that he would pass to us that have never been forgotten, how to do things, doing things the right way, do everything you can to put the best team on the field, be the best at everything you do. Jimmy Sacamano, who's on the committee, said, you know, he went to Pat, and Jimmy's here and he can speak to this later, but he said, Mr. B, I got your bio here, and he basically kind of shrugged and said, look, just put in there that I want to be the best at everything that we do. And that's kind of been our mantra. And it's very, you know, they're very simple words, but they're easy to understand and they're easy to follow and carry out. And so, you know, that's kind of where I think we all stand on that.
Going forward, did status quo as far as you with the trust and running the team, that'll still continue on for the short term? And how are things going with the overall? Any updates on overall succession?
Yeah, no, there's no updates. I mean, we're still where we are from last July, which is, you know, it's his hope that one of the children will come along and run the team someday, and it's my hope that that's sooner rather than later. But it will be a while. I don't want to mislead anybody with that little flippant remark that I just made to you. There's some particular things that Pat wanted to see out of his children, and we as trustees are watching and monitoring that, and nothing's changed since we last talked to you about that. And, you know, hopefully we can keep doing as good a job as we strive to do.
Is there not a timetable that says you have to, that any kind of drop dead date can continue in perpetuity, basically?
Not right now.
Anything else for Joe?
What does he think of Gary?
Well, I think he's enamored. He's, you know, it's part of the Bronco family, and but he's going to wait and see. You know, that's the way he was with everybody. Let's see how we do. You know, but he loves the fact that we've got him, a member of the family, someone that played for him and coached for him, back in the house.